Welcome into a We're Talking Short, sponsored by the Acadian Religious Store. The We're Talking Short will be a daily dose of history and short to the point episodes. The Acadian Religious Store is located at 2819 Johnson Street, family owned and operated in the same location since 1963, proudly serving the people of Acadiana in the South College Shopping Center and online at acadianreligious.com.
November 6th, the Cajuns are 6-8 on this day in history. The first game on this date was a 48-0 victory over Louisiana College in 1915. In 1982, the Cajuns defeated Northeast Louisiana, now known as ULM, 40-26 at Cajun Field in front of more than 25,000 fans for homecoming. The game can only be described as the greatest comeback in raging Cajun football history. In 1976, the Cajuns came back from being down 26-10 to defeat Louisiana Tech 31-26. But this time, the Cajuns were down 26-0 at the half. Things were not going well for the Cajuns in the first half. Starting quarterback Don Wallace was knocked out of the game. Starting wide receiver and kick returner Clarence Vernon was knocked out of the game when he injured his knee and broke his collarbone. Senior reserve quarterback Dwight Prudham would come in for Wallace in the second quarter. Prudham would connect on 5 passes to set up a field goal attempt. On a field goal attempt, the snap went over the kicker Oscar Spear's head. In what happens next category is what you would expect when a kicker tries to throw a pass. Spear's pass was intercepted, but luckily no more damage was done as the half expired. During the first half, the Cajuns were thrown for losses on 11 plays for minus 50 yards. In 27 rushing attempts, the Cajuns managed only 17 yards. The Cajuns were also called for 8 penalties for 80 yards. In the first series of the second half for the Cajuns, Prudham bolted 60 yards for a touchdown on a quarterback sneak. His teammates would later tell me it was like an ice wagon rolling through the frozen tundra. Prudham would convert the 2-point conversion by running around the left end to cut the Indians' lead 26-8. On the Indians' next series, the Cajuns' defense came up strong, holding the Indians to a field goal attempt. The Indians attempted a fake field goal, but the Cajuns stopped them for a 5-yard loss. On the next series, Prudham hit Greg Hobbs for a 10-yard touchdown pass. The Cajuns would again go for 2 and get it on a quarterback sneak from Prudham. As the third quarter entered, the Cajuns had cut into the Indians' lead 26-16. After the Cajuns' drive had stalled on the next series, Spears kicked a 21-yard field goal, and the Indians' lead was now 26-19. With 9:31 left in the fourth quarter, the Cajuns would score another touchdown on a 10-yard run from fullback David Forrett. The extra point by Spears would tie the game at 26. The Cajuns' defense forced a 3-and-out. After a punt, the Cajuns had the ball at their 40-yard line. On the next play, Prudham hit freshman Pierre Perkins for a 60-yard touchdown to take the lead 33-26. After another 3-and-out by the Cajuns' defense, the Cajuns went 43 yards on 6 plays, capped by a 10-yard touchdown run by Thomas Jackson to go up 40-26. The Cajuns scored on 6 straight possessions to open the second half. Prudham would set a school record with 373 yards of total offense. He would also set a school record of 300 yards passing. Combined with Wallace passing yards, the two would set a school record of 368 yards passing in a game and 24 completions. The senior quarterback from Lafayette High, Prudham, would finish the night connecting on 21 of 31 passes. Most of the crowd of 25,133 had cleared out, but if you talk to anyone these days, they all claim to have stayed until the end. My friends and I did stay till the end. Later that night at Andy Jack's, no one believed us that the Cajuns had come back for the win. Years later, I had the opportunity to talk to Prudham about the game. He told me their homecoming dates had left the game at halftime and did not believe the Cajuns had come back to win the game. I haven't left a game before the final buzzer because of this game.
Thanks for listening to this We're Talking Short, brought to you today by the Acadian Religious Store, located at 219 Johnson Street. Family owned and operated in the same location since 1963. Proudly serving the people of Acadiana in the South College Shopping Center and online at AcadianReligiousStore.com.
Any redistribution or reproduction of any part or all of the contents in any form is prohibited, except, who the hell are we kidding? Distribute it, share it, put it in your podcast, broadcast it, or put it on social media. Just give credit where credit's due.